it was, you know, we hadn't actually run a lot, and you know, I saw an opening and I used my speed to create some separation.
Another big play I thought that happened early there. You guys had to punt it away on your first drive. That next drive for them, they're moving down the field. You're able to get a hold of that ball and recover that fumble, get you the ball back. That kind of helped turn some momentum for you too.
Yeah, I watched on film. They actually, you know, I saw that kid didn't have the best ball security. And, you know, I saw an opportunity to strip it, and I took it.
What does it say about this team that you're able to just keep fighting back? You guys were trading blows all that first half. You just kept responding.
Yeah, obviously they're a great team, but, you know, for us to fight back like that, it's huge. And I think we sent a message out tonight.
Second half, you're able to get a lot more pressure into the backfield. What did you guys talk about at halftime?
You know, just keeping him in the pocket and keeping him contained. Because obviously, you know, he's really good on the ground, you know, escaping the pocket. So we tried to keep him in the pocket as much as we could.
Got to feel good to get a playoff win. How do you keep this momentum moving?
Just, you know, back to work tomorrow. We're going to find out who we play. We're gonna prepare the best we can.
All right, thanks a lot, Chad.
Yep, thank you.
Appreciate it. Coach Barry Bauer after the victory. Coach, boy, it turned into a slugfest there for a while. Teams were trading scores in that first half, and you guys found a way to get it done.
They're a good football team, and you know that. I mean, Jim and Christmas, they had a chance to win their district, you know, in the game that they played with Montezuma, and we knew that we were going to have our hands full, and they did a nice job in the first half, you know, as far as exploiting our weak side type of stuff. But, you know, credit goes ahead to our kids as far as making some adjustments to that, Chris, and holding these guys, the top-rated offense in the state of Iowa, to 8 points in the second half. Credit goes off to our kids. They did an outstanding job. But I tell you what, but Jake Travis, Cody Damon, wonderful, wonderful athletes. And we knew, and they got a strong supporting cast with the guys up front, and they do a nice job defensively. And, you know, hats off to those guys. It was a fun game to probably announce, yeah, you know, yeah. And it was a surely fun game to coach in, that's for sure.
You're able to get a lot more pressure there in the second half. Sam Foreman was getting home. That made a big difference. So what did you guys talk about at the break?
Well, just get some pressure. Get some pressure and see what happens, because you can't let him sit back all day and then all of a sudden let him crease you. You know, and we missed some tackles. I mean, Jiminy Christmas, we had, you know, the fourth down. I mean, we had him clear in the water there, and let's just make a play. And then they made plays, you know. You had a lot of playmakers tonight make plays, you know, in an 8-man football game. You know, yeah. And that was fun to see, you know, from our perspective. But when it was on the other side, it wasn't so fun, you know, as far as that is concerned. But, you know, hats off to our kids. They played hard. They stuck in there. You know, I think it was a 30-26 at halftime. And then to come out and do what we did here in the second half was kind of cool.
Two big plays that I think really stood out amongst all that scoring in the first half. You get the fumble recovery on their second drive. You know, they score right away. They're coming right back down the field. You get the turnover. That helps you guys get going a little bit. And then at the end of the half, the big play over the middle to score to get you back within four. Gives you some mojo heading to the locker room. Those are two big swings.
Well, and that was one of the things we discussed, and, you know, as a staff, you know, Coach Eden on top said, hey, what do you think? I said, go for it. Why not? What do we have to lose? You know, type of thing. And then all of a sudden, wham, there it was right down the piper, and Chase did a heck of a job as far as throwing the ball, and Jack made a nice play. But, yeah, I thought that was a big difference maker right there. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. How do you carry this kind of momentum forward?
Just one game at a time, you know, and that's what we did. That's what we tried to do this year too, or this week as well. Just take it one game at a time. You can only control you, you know. You can't control other things, you know. So I don't even know what happened, you know, across the state of. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, you just got to worry about yourself and take it one step at a time, one play at a time, one day at a time. You know, everybody else wants to get, you know, hey, what's going on with this?
Yeah.
You can't make assumptions. You can't assume anything. You know, the only person that knows in this world is a good Lord above, you know, and that's the truth. You know, let him make the decisions, but let's worry about ourselves and let's be positive and let's just try to get better.
You've had a lot of playoff fun on this field here the last couple of years. You get to do another one tonight. I'm sure that feels great.
Oh, it's outstanding. You know, I would imagine just the atmosphere and just to hear the atmosphere was fun. You know, just the back and forth you know, I adore Coach Luther, endure their program because they're a heck of a football team, and I just enjoyed competing against those guys tonight.
Congrats, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, Barry Bauer after the win here tonight. We'll take another break, come back to wrap it up here on KJN.